You're listening to the audio production of Walking in God's Will. Demystify God's plan for your life and make decisions with confidence. By Kosti W. Hinn. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains discussion questions and an assessment and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Dedication. To Brett McIntosh, my co-laborer in the local church who shows up early, stays late, and moved his family to Arizona with no guarantees that our church plant would work, I'm thankful that the Lord willed what we always wished for. It's a joy to serve Christ alongside such a faithful friend. Acknowledgements. One afternoon, I walked into the office of my fellow pastor and friend, Brett McIntosh. He was meeting with a member involved with the prayer ministry at Shepherd's House. I apologized for interrupting their meeting and said, "Quick question for you brothers. If you had to pick between two book topics," and I told them which ones, "which would you say is a bigger need right now?" Both immediately responded, "A book on God's will." Considering the men were involved with major segments of our church ministry, who better to ask for insight on the kinds of questions people have? They settled it for me, and for that, I'm grateful. For this and every other book I write, my wife, Christine, deserves gratitude and recognition. In what has been our busiest year to date on all fronts, including our marriage, family, local church, for the gospel, ministry travel, and my doctorate, her faithfulness, support, and encouragement have been off the charts, not to mention her late-night lattes for my long writing sessions, her home-cooked meals, and her wisdom. Nobody takes care of me like my wife. I could not do this without her. Our church family at Shepherd's House, including our elders, deacons, and staff, have been incredibly supportive of my writing and providing resources that edify the church. Seeing the way our team shares the load of ministry with joy is evidence of the unity, love, and genuine friendship the Lord has seen fit to provide us. I love you all, and I pray that books like this are a blessing to you. I'm also grateful to my team at For the Gospel, who have continued to ensure that we provide sound doctrine for everyday people. Everything we do is made possible in large part by our gospel patrons who graciously and generously support our ministry so that people can have access to free resources in more than 180 countries. Finally, to Eric Wolgemuth and my team at Zondervan, I'm grateful that we can all partner together to publish books that glorify God and strengthen His people. What a fulfilling and joyful purpose that is. Introduction. God, what should I do? Arizona, here we come. Just before the panic of 2020 unraveled churches, communities, cities, friendships, and of course, the economy, my wife and I sat in the living room on a gorgeous California spring day discussing the future. We had no idea what it might hold. But before us was one of the biggest and most difficult decisions we'd ever made as a married couple. Should we move to Arizona or Texas or stay in California? I'd received job offers from two churches and had my current role to consider. Which church should we work with? What role should I take? Where would we raise our kids? How might things turn out? Whom could we trust? I really wished God would just write the decision on our wall, like that time in Daniel chapter 5, verses 5 to 12, when a hand materialized at the feast of Belshazzar, but not even a paint chip appeared on our drywall. I'd been working at our church for nearly 7 years, serving as the youth pastor, the family life pastor, the adult ministries pastor, and the executive pastor, all while completing my seminary studies. Each role was exciting as we built infrastructure, raised up leaders, and equipped the body, but after saying yes to the executive pastor role, I was withering. I'd accepted the role because I wanted to be a team player, but it meant having little time to study and preach the word, and spending lots of time staring at spreadsheets, dealing with administrative support, and pretty much doing anything that the senior pastor didn't want to do. I loved the people, but deep down, I knew I was not fulfilling my purpose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?